Okay, guys, we gotta put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
All right. We can set up. We have enough time right now to set up the rest of the hour, which is that Bob Stefanowski is here, Republican candidate for governor. Hello there, Bob.
Hey, Todd. Great to be back in studio.
Yeah.
Nice.
So people can call in, ask questions. 860-522-9842. So we've got like 90 seconds before we get a traffic report, and then we'll come back from that and we'll have a bunch of time. So you want to give us any little introductory thing? Talk about the weather or where you've been or
no,
what you've been up to?
No, the perfect amount of time to talk about. We need volunteers. And okay. A woman from NoTollCT.com, Kathy Hopperstead, is in charge of our volunteer effort.
I just got an email, email thing from Kathy, and she said she was doing that. That's great because she's really good at
She's amazing, and it's Kathy@bobforgovernor.com. Kathy with a C. @bobforgovernor.com. You know, we need people to call and knock doors and help us mail out. Ned has an army of his own that, because he's independently wealthy, he can afford to hire 100 people, but we're very reliant on volunteers. And there's a lot of different things you can do. If you're not comfortable making phone calls, you can help stuff envelopes, but Kathy's coordinating everything. We're going to win, but it's going to be a close election, so every little bit will help here.
So when she gets an email address like Kathy@bobforgovernor.com, do you sit up? Is that the last thing at night you go in and you program it?
I want to see if your name is on it, and we'll see if Ned's chief of staff is on it, but... No, it's, joking aside, it's really, really important. One of the things I allowed Ned to do last time was define me. And I can tell you that's not going to happen this time. Okay. We're going to define Ned Lamont.
Don't let him define anything, because it'll be a twisted definition.
We're going to define him as a tax raising, soft on crime, and, getting in the middle of families and their kids.
Nope, he's done that. 860-522-9842. Call up, ask Bob a question. We'll get going after we get a traffic update.
It's the Todd Feinberg Show, live from the NJ Diet Studios on WTIC News Talk 1080.
WTIC, so Bob Stefanowski's in studio taking your phone calls. Is there any operating theme you want people to follow, or can they just call in and...
Whatever. It's a wide open phone line, so whatever's on people's mind. I actually like people who are not necessarily decided to vote for me to call in, because... I'm happy to talk to either.
You're ready to convince them.
Right, exactly.
Good.
Incremental votes. That's what we need.
All righty. 860-522-9842. That sounds like political lingo.
There you go.
Incremental votes. Mark in West Hartford, hi.
Well, I'm not going to fit that category, Bob. Hey, Bob, first of all, my request that when you become governor, you'll take questions once every other month with Todd.
Why do you keep going with this every other month? Why do you make it so easy on him?
Now, Mark, you're the guy that cut the governor on tape, right? A couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
In fact, I want to ask you about that. You know, if you haven't seen the video, Bob, go on G. Colley. You know he's got great stuff there.
Yes.
So I want to, I had about the 30 things I want to approach him with, and I'll just give you the two that I approached him with. The first one was his Israel trip. He still hasn't answered for it. He had on one of the days, it was called a FinTech Roundtable with two companies, Viola and Digital Currency Group. Both companies, when you tie them into Oak, HCFT, Annie Lamont's companies, you'll see she's done business with both in Israel. And so that was one of the questions I have. But more importantly, and you should know this about me by now, is the nursing homes. I asked him why he was paying non-COVID facilities $400 per bed per day while he had field hospitals built for those exact type settings for COVID step downs. I asked him, and you should have heard, I'll just give you his response to me. He said, look at how we perform compared to every other state. Look at what our fatalities were, and we saved lives. We were the best performing around. I'm hoping you can comment on both items. I know there's so many issues with Ned, but those two, the Israel trip, my point is he should reimburse us. People go like, why do you care that he did that? Because he used our money to fly out there. He had staff. He had security detail. The state, we should be reimbursed, the taxpayers of Connecticut, on that one. The nursing home issue, I don't know how you're going to comment what he did. I said to him, literally, your decision had people died because of your decision is what I had said to him.
All right, let's get a response. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
So it's a terrific question. And one of the things I hear from people on the fence for the governor election is, well, you know, Ned did a pretty good job with COVID.
And is probably the most upsetting thing anybody could say, because that's you're in a trance, basically, if you're of that. And I don't say right. that to be insulting, but you're falling under the trance that he's looking for you to be under, which is to assume, because he's up there and affable, that right. everything went well.
Right. Which, and by the way, totally ignores that inflation is the highest it's been in 40 years, that he raised taxes, that he slapped on a food tax. And, I haven't argued it, Todd, and maybe I should be, but if you want to focus on COVID, to Mark's point, this is a guy who put infected patients coming out of hospitals, COVID-infected patients, into our highest risk population in the entire state, the nursing homes. It's exactly what Cuomo did in New York. And I think it was Av Harris on your show. They had a phrase, WWCD. Was that it? What would Cuomo do?
What would Cuomo do, yes. His staff was mocking how Ned made decisions. And they used those letters to infer another Ned failure based on Andrew Cuomo.
So, there's so many things to point out that's wrong with this administration, and maybe I should start on that one, because Governor Lamont didn't do a great job on COVID. We had one of the highest deaths per capita in the country. If you remember, early on, he mandated that people wear masks, yet he couldn't get any. And we got our butt out of bed, and Pat Sasser and I got on his truck, and we went down to New Jersey, and we ended up handing out 1.5 million masks to first responders. And this was at a time when we didn't know how COVID was transmissible. So, for him to say he did a great job is not really true. But there's more things that he said that are even more outrageous. The fact that he balanced the budget, the fact that he lowered taxes. There are so many outrageous things that this governor is saying and advertising on television every day. You don't know what to start with.
Yeah, it does seem like a big theory of incumbency and running for re-election is to simply state the opposite from what's true.
Exactly.
Because some large portion of the population will, because you're saying it, and because basically all the media reports is what elected officials say, that carries weight and it must be true.
And, another grand one, he balanced the budget. Well, tell me one state or one person that couldn't balance their budget if they got $6 billion from the federal government, which is what we got. When I get into office, we're going to balance the budget the right way by reducing cost, by being more efficient, by lowering the debt. And I don't expect to get $6 billion of found money from the federal government, but it's somewhere between a lie and being insincere to run around saying he did a great job balancing Connecticut's budget for the first time in decades. Well, of course he did. He got $6 billion. And by the way, that money that came in, it's not monopoly money. That's money from our federal tax dollars. That's our money as well.
The real people had to pay those taxes. Neil in Bristol, hi, you're on WTIC with Bob Stefanowski.
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. Mr. Stefanowski, thank you for the opportunity to speak to you. I don't really have a question per se, and more as I'm an amateur campaign manager for you. I've been
one of many, Neil.
I'm sure, and I appreciate that I can talk to you directly.
Sure.
I want us as Republicans to act like Democrats campaigning. Attack, 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 attack. That's how they get us. That's how they get it. And we've sat back and taken it, and it's our turn to give it to them. Go to the inner cities. Go to their battlegrounds. Let's get them and get them to understand our message, and you are going to come across fantastically. I cannot wait for the debates because you're going to just smother him. Yeah. Good luck, Mr. Stefanowski, because you got my vote, but I just want you to go hard and go often, all right?
Well, thank you, Neil. Thank you for your support. And I'm with you. I can't wait to debate Governor Lamont because he's spewing lies. And it's great to debate when the facts are in your favor. And they are absolutely in our favor. You cannot say our economy is doing well when we've got the second highest taxes in the nation, the highest utility cost in the continental U.S. He slapped a 1% tax on food. And it's the problem with politics. I tell people, Neil, if I had 10 minutes, I honestly believe this, if I had 10 minutes with every voter in Connecticut and Ned Lamont had 10 minutes with every voter in Connecticut, I would win by 20 points. I honestly believe
now,
that.
How does it impact it that he gets that? The same
because
amount of
he's
time.
An incumbent and
he's
the press
losing
is on his side
when he talks and you're winning them, so it happens faster. Because you used to say this just if you had 10 minutes with everybody.
Well, he's going to lose votes because, you know, when people meet with him, they kind of see through the reality. But the facts are absolutely in our favor, both in the state of Connecticut and nationally. And that's why I do think it's going to be a big year for Republicans. I honestly believe that. When I go out in the field, it feels very different from 2018. When I talk about getting government out of the way between a parent and their kid, and I talk about allowing parents to raise their children without the interference of government and having schools go back to teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic, I've got as many Democrats in that crowd as Republicans saying, bravo, it's time for a change. This state is ready. We run a good campaign, an aggressive campaign, which is what we're going to do. We're going to win this election.
A question about campaigning, because you've been through the debate thing before. You know, pundits on TV always say, oh, well, he's never done this before, or he's done this before. He's very experienced with the debate. Do you think that'll make a difference?
I think I'm a better candidate this time. And you know me, Tom, I'm not an arrogant person, but I'm more aggressive. I'm more up to speed on the issues. We've got a broader platform. I'm more comfortable in front of the press. I know the press. You know, at least they know who I am. Last time I came out of nowhere, and there's a tendency to not like somebody who's new. Mm-hmm. Amy and I never really stopped being out there. I wouldn't call it campaigning, but we've been to Bridgeport 50, 60 times in the last 4 years. We've met the community.
But part of that is just because Amy's such an activist and wants to help kids so much.
Right. We didn't know whether we were going to run again or not, but we saw what was happening in these cities like Bridgeport and New Haven, and we felt like we needed to help. But it's gonna pay benefits. And you know, it's amazing to me that Governor Lamont is the highest rated Democratic governor in the country.
Well,
I mean, that
you know,
is shocking.
Yeah, except how well rated are the rest of them?
Well, it's number 13, I think. But people have finally come to the realization that Democratic policies, whether it's in Bridgeport or Greenwich or North Haven, where I grew up, are killing the state. And they are finally ready for a change. We got to run a good campaign, and we have to stay together as Republicans. We need to stay united. We need to focus on the 90% of the issues that we agree on and stay away from the 10% where we don't, because it'll be much better than what we have right now.
Bob Stefanowski here on WTIC. Bob in Suffield next. Hi, Bob. Hello, Bob. All right, Bob. We'll put you on hold and see if we can get back to you. Larry in Bridgeport. Hi, Larry.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Todd. Thanks for the show. Hi, Mr. Stefanowski.
Hi, Larry. Call me Bob.
Okay, Bob. Hi. First off, you got my vote like you did last time. I just want to repeat what Neil said. He's right on the money. You can't be Mr. Nice Guy here. You got to take the gloves off, and you got to keep going and going and going and speak the truth about what these people are doing up in Hartford for the last 30 years. They're bad.
Larry, are you suggesting that there has to be a level of combativeness to get that point across effectively?
Well, I think you have to speak up and you have to be aggressive. That's what I think. I didn't say you had to be rude, but you have to be aggressive and tell the truth. You got people like Martin Looney running the state for 40 years, and I'm thinking of the different subjects both of you just talked about, some of the dishonesty that's being spread by the Democrats about balancing the budget, et cetera. What about the powers, these special emergency powers the governor's had way longer than he should have? I mean, that's crazy. So I support Bob. I wish him the best, and he's got my vote, and that's all I wanted to say.
Larry, thanks for the phone call.
Thank you, Larry, and I agree with that, and I'm going to do a very good job of pointing it out. The other thing I would say, though, is everybody listening, we've gotten worn down in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. We're used to it being craziness. So just as an example, the governor hires a misinformation director for $150,000 of taxpayer money to tell us what's true and what's not true. Last time I checked, America was founded on the principles of us being able to make our own decisions, but the press doesn't pick it up. Governor Lamont does it like it's a normal thing. The things that are happening now are absolutely absurd, and we've got to wake up and stop being able to live with mediocrity or even worse. So if everybody that's listening right now, I lost by 40,000 votes last time. If everybody who's listening right now can get five other people to come out and vote Republican, we probably win just by that. So mm-hmm. I'm going to spread the message. I'm going to set the tone from the top. But people should be upset. I mean, we've gotten kind of calm about the craziness in Connecticut. This needs to be an aggressive counter this year to the nonsense that we've been living in Connecticut for 40 years under Democratic control. We got to get people fired up. And if we can do that, we're going to change the state.
Well, you know, you mentioned a couple of statistics earlier, and one was second highest tax state
in the nation.
And then energy bills, I think.
Energy mentioned. Highest in the continent in the U.S.
So,
only Hawaii
so
and Alaska higher.
When you're oppressed like that, that's financial oppression. That takes away people's liberty, their ability to operate. There, it's hard to see that you're living oppressed. You just feel a sensation of a lack of affordability and an inability to do the things you want. You can't send your kids to the schools you want to send them. You can't shop at the stores you'd like to be able to shop at. You can't buy all the food you want or buy a new car. The number of people in the state of Connecticut who don't buy a new car because they don't want to pay the higher taxes is a stunning thing, and most states don't have that as an issue. So I think you're right that weighs on people.
I mean, how many people, and I'm not advocating this because I will be governor, but how many people do you know that went down to Florida or South Carolina and said how refreshing it is? How refreshing that the press is not biased. How refreshing that they can do things online. How refreshing that their house is a quarter of the cost and it's bigger. How refreshing it is that there's no property taxes like we have here.
Or the taxes
we
are
can
much lower.
Do that, yeah. But people need to believe that we can win, and they need to be frustrated with what we have to force that change. The worst thing that can happen this election is people say, meh, Governor Lamont's good enough. He did a decent job on COVID. You know what? He's not good enough. He's horrible. He's lying to us in these campaign commercials, and it's time to hold him accountable.
Let's try Louie in West Hartford for Bob Stefanowski. Hi, Louie.
Hi, Bob. So what I wanted to bring up is the fact that everyone who hates their job thinks they're underpaid, and there's nobody who cries about being underpaid more than teachers. So here's what I think we should do. I got terrible grades in high school, and as a result, I got sent to the alternative school. Now, the alternative school was quite different program from the regular high school. We actually had a reduced school day, and we were required, not discouraged from, required to have either a job or internship. And, you know, that taught me a lot of real-world skills. And the classroom portion of the day...
Bring it around to a question so we can...
Question. Sure. Question. So, let's see. How do I phrase this as a question? How would you propose to change the educational landscape beyond just we need to focus more on reading and less on wokeness?
Sure.
I agree with that. You're preaching to the choir here, but...
Yeah.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right.
Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, that's a good question. But hang on. We'll address it after we get a news update. Time for us to pause. Bob Stefanowski is here.
Something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
I like how you're a veteran of this. I don't even have to say we're coming back. You get all the audio signals.
Slap those headphones on. I'm ready to go.
I say 1 minute and I saw him sit up.
Yeah, he could host. That's what we'll do when you're governor. We'll just have you host the
show. I'll come in once a week. Forget about every 2 months.
There you go. Yeah, Mark's trying to keep you away, I think. Mm. Armand in Avon. Hi, Armand. You're on with Bob.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. Hi, Bob. First, I'd like to thank you for running again.
Thank you, Armand.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
But I have an ask of you and the other members of the Republican Party that are running.
Yes, sir.
I'd like you to all make a joint statement, and I'd like you to take a leadership position on having a common goal. And that common goal is to take back Connecticut first and then take back our country second. I'd like to see every Republican candidate echo that message and that goal, and I'd like you to take that leadership position.
That's a very fair question, Herman. And believe it or not, I've said that out on the trail, which is if we're going to turn this country around, we're going to need to do it from the bottom up. And that includes the local Republican town councils and the Republican mayors. We've actually have a majority at the town level in Connecticut of Republican leaders. We get the governorship back. We start sending a message that Connecticut is starting to turn itself around. We get a senator who's a Republican representing Connecticut. I fundamentally believe the way, and it is time to do it because this country and this state are both at a tipping point. It's one of the reasons my wife and I decided to get back into this business, which we thought long and hard about it. But this is an opportunity that I have not seen in my lifetime that's coming up in November. We have a confluence of events all the way from Joe Biden down to Ned Lamont, where these people have pushed it too far. They're waiting for us to bring back individual liberty and being able to do what you want to do rather than government telling us what to do. And we are going to do it, Armand, and I promise you I will do that. We're going to rebuild it from the bottom up.
All right. Anybody remember what the question was? I believe going into news, there was a question we didn't have
a chance to. Oh, it was about education.
Yes, the schools.
Yeah, before I do that, I want to give a shout out to Robert. He volunteered with Kathy Hopperstead after my plug this morning.
Uh-huh.
Again, it's Kathy@bobforgovernor.com.
That's cool.
So if you're listening, we got one volunteer, hopefully more. But on education, a couple things. Number one, there's a lot of good teachers out there. I do think our schools should get back to focused on reading, writing, arithmetic. Leave the kitchen table issues to the kitchen table. If a parent wants to talk to their kid about anything, that's up to them. But to have these social issues be forced in a kindergartner's curriculum when that kid can't even tie their shoes, I think is fundamentally wrong. We should leave it up to parents.
Well, there is a simpler issue along the lines of what you're saying, which is the space that gets taken up by something that isn't about the kids' education means they don't get that time for education.
That's right. And I think we should be teaching the trades in high school. And a college degree is not for everybody. We've got small business in Connecticut dying for kids with basic drafting skills, engineering skills. We should be supporting the trade school. So all of those kids come out of the trade school with 3-4 job offers. And then the final thing is let the funding follow the child and the parents. Don't keep dumping money into areas that don't work. Support the local schools in cities and elsewhere. For people that want to go to the schools, we need to continue to support it. But give parents the right to send their kid to the school that they want. That'll migrate kids towards the better schools. There'll be a process that makes the schools better. We should do that immediately.
Now, back to the Todd Feinberg Show, live from the NJ Diet Studios on WTIC, News Talk 1080.
WTIC, Bob Stefanowski is here. We're talking gubernatorial issues and the race. I got a question by text, and that is, you talk about fighting crime and improving the crime situation, because there is a kind of an epidemic going on of certain types of crime in particular. What's the treatment for that problem?
Well, it's a great question. Pete Myers and I, who's here in the studio with me, Pete had a 98-mile-an-hour fastball, by the way, at University of Hartford, or 93. Anyway, we had lunch today with a few police officers. I won't tell you what town, and it's fascinating, Todd. I know they'd like to have more money, but they're not demanding more money. They're not demanding, you know, a lot of perks. What they really are demanding, which they deserve, is respect. Mm-hmm. And these men and women are out there every day of the week putting their lives on the line for us. We should be respecting the heck out of them. We should be supporting the heck out of them. One of the things that really hurt was the police accountability bill that Governor Lamont signed. It took away something called qualified immunity. So officers are now personally liable if something goes wrong. And what that's resulted in is a shortage of police officers throughout the state. The state troopers of Connecticut are supposed to have 1,300 officers. They're down to beneath 900. So Governor Lamont is soft on crime. I'm going to be tough on crime, and I'm going to support the hell out of law enforcement, because crime is absolutely out of control. I don't know if you saw a couple weeks ago that the delivery guy showed up and he was dragged behind the car for 100 yards.
That was a horrible story.
In Wallingford.
Yeah.
You see this weekend, 3 or 4 shootings, and what do the Democrats do? They throw some chart up on social media that shows that the crime is actually down in Connecticut. You talk to any family, not only in the cities, but in the suburbs, they are worried about their safety. And in my lifetime, Todd, I have not seen this level of worry about safety. We're going to support law enforcement, we're going to toughen things up, and we're going to crack down on crime.
All right, let's get Bill in Newington. You're on WTIC, Bill.
Yes, I'm here.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Mr. Stefanowski?
Yes, sir.
There's been a couple derogatory type ads, political ads, on a couple TV stations locally that say that some business you were in or some operation you were in charged 450%. To the poor people of some place. Could you explain that? And I also have a question for your host, your radio host. Can you explain what's behind that exorbitant, illegal tax that the federal government wants to apply to local, especially in Connecticut, radio stations?
Bill, thanks for the call. Bob, you want to take
Bill,
the first
one? I'm glad you asked it, because 99% of the attack ads that Governor Lamont is running right now are absolutely untrue. He'll take one nugget of 1% and then he'll exaggerate. I worked for a company that provided loans to people that couldn't get them elsewhere. There's actually about 20% of the population in the world that don't have access to bank accounts. And you know what they do? They go to loan sharks and they go to other people that they shouldn't go to. I'm proud of what I did with this loan company. We introduced a lower interest rate product. We encouraged people to improve their credit history. We graduated them to normal banks. we lightened up on the collection policies. We got good reviews from the regulators. The Consumer Finance Protection Bureau raved about what we did. So it's classic Democrat. Let's stick our head in the sand and assume nobody has a problem. Well, people do have a problem. Many people need access to these banks and financial institutions, and we graduated them to that and at the same time helped met their needs. And I'm really glad you asked it, because every time I see that commercial, it infuriates
me. But it's the worst kind of guilt by association.
Absolutely.
Just throwing out an innuendo and looking to hang it around somebody's head. And from a political organization that says they don't like bigotry and prejudice, I mean, it's all of one school, isn't it?
Well, and what makes it worse, Tom, is Todd, is that's followed by a commercial about Governor Lamont saying he cut taxes. He didn't cut taxes. He slapped a 1% food on 1% tax on food. He raised taxes by $2 billion his first year in office. And this is what, in this campaign, I'm trying to get through to people. The facts, the truth, the character of each of us, me versus Governor Lamont, the experience we each have to be governor. And if we can get that across, Todd, we're going to win by 20 points.
So if I have this right, his claim is that he's a tax cutter, that he lowered taxes.
Right.
And why is that not true? Can you give us the...
His first year in office, which, by the way, is not an election year, he instituted one of the largest tax increases in the history of Connecticut. He put a tax on food. He put a tax on DVD downloads. He put a tax on personal protective equipment. He raised taxes across the board. This is the problem with politics. Then he gets into an election year, and arguably, it's not even really a tax cut, but even give him credit for that. He says he cut taxes by $600 million. Well, last time I checked, $2 billion increase in taxes, less a $600 million decrease, that's $1.4 billion that he's added to the taxes of the people of Connecticut.
And that the tax reduction is made possible by $6 billion in transferred exactly. tax money from the federal government.
Exactly. It's all it's like a Ponzi scheme. And the fact that he's taken credit for it, Todd, and pitching it that way tells you a lot about his character, or a lot about his lack of character.
Bob Stefanowski with us on WTIC. Rick in Wallingford. Hi.
Good afternoon, fellas. And Governor... elect to be Bob, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
What are you going to do to attract the manufacturing base here in Connecticut? I'm so tired of this being a state of doctors, lawyers, and hospitals and restaurants. What are you going to do to attract manufacturing and expand it? I mean, we've got a piss poor transportation system. And on our energy, you know, forget about that. What you got to work on that. What's your plan to attract manufacturing here in Connecticut?
Is that inaccurate? What Rick is saying, is that right? That there's a lack of manufacturing?
Well, we need more. But I will tell you, and I've probably visited 15 mid-sized manufacturing companies in Connecticut. Every single one of them has a proposal from Florida or North Carolina to come down south.
They're being coaxed
where the taxes
to go
are
elsewhere.
Lower. We've got a severe shortage of qualified labor right now. Every one of these companies is looking, which is why I get back to the trade schools that we spoke about earlier. They need more people. The other thing is the regulation, the piles and piles of forms they need to fill out. In 2018, I would have jumped to taxes as the number one solution. That's part of it. The taxes are too high. You know, we should lower those taxes, get rid of the some of the fees that we pay. But it's as much getting our workforce better qualified to I forget the caller's name, but to his point,
Rick,
getting the infrastructure improved, slapping a diesel tax on, you know, on July 1st in the middle of the highest inflation in 40 years certainly doesn't help, because many of these manufacturing companies then have to ship their product. So there's a lot of things we can do. But it's not just taxes, it's regulation, quality of workforce, and infrastructure are just as important.
Part of that conversation 4 years ago in the campaign, there was a lot of talk about tech and the need for an innovation economy. Where is the state on that?
Well, we do some things around the edges. I know UConn has some things going. I know Yale has kind of an incubator top. type thing. But you look at what Boston did in the Back Bay of Boston. There's no reason we shouldn't be able to do that. We've got some of the greatest universities in the world.
The South End, yeah, I think. South Boston, not Back Bay, on the waterfront. Yeah.
You know, one of the reasons GE moved there is they wanted access to high-quality talent. And there's nothing that they have up in Massachusetts that we don't have here. We got some of the best universities in the country, but we have to collaborate better. We have to put some money behind it. We haven't had a chance to talk about it, Todd, but do you know that Governor Lamont is sitting on close to $6 billion of a rainy day fund right now? Which means he's taken more from taxpayers than he needs, to the tune of $6 billion.
That's a pretty stunning number.
I mean, why he refuses to give even any of that back when people are suffering with $4 to $5 a gallon gas prices and milk costs and groceries and everything else that people are going through right now. I don't know how he gets up every morning, looks himself in the mirror and says, I'm going to keep that money in the bank. We've come out with some proposals to get it back to people and lower the cost of getting through this inflation that we have right now. For whatever reason, he refuses to do it.
Kim and Cromwell, you're on with Bob Stefanowski.
Hi, Bob. I'm the resident climatologist in the group, and we must take the state back from the extreme utopian alarmists on climate. I think what they are proposing is very oppressive and egregious, and is going to set people back. What I am in favor of is something more positive, such as pursuing carbon capture in biodiesels. These things seem to get a lot of the stuff done than trying to run a state electricity supply totally by solar and wind.
So, yeah, I'll address that. There's definitely something going on, you know, in the environment when you see the extremes. The issue I have is with how Governor Lamont has tried to fix it. Do you remember the old TCI tax days, Todd, where he was demanding,
it's not that long ago,
that we add a tax to gas that was going to be used for climate change? Well, first of all, Connecticut is one of the few states that was going to adopt it. And last time I checked, smoke travels across state borders. So Connecticut doing something like that has absolutely no impact. And can you imagine if he had gotten it through? Think of all the things we've stopped this governor from doing. Putting that, we'd have tolls on the road right now if it wasn't for Kathy Hopperstead and Pat Sasser.
Not just tolls, but tolls that would have charged you more to go drive into certain areas at certain times of day.
We'd have congestion pricing. Gas prices would even be higher with the TCI tax. The number of things, and you got to give the Republican legislature, who's in a minority, credit for fighting back, it would be 10 times worse if we had allowed this governor to do what he wanted
to do. Well, you also have to give credit to the Democratic members of the legislature who refused to pass tolls and refused the TCI tax.
True.
So he couldn't get either side on board.
Right. I mean, you think about it, we got a Democratic president, Democratic Senate, Democratic House, Democratic governor, and Democratic state legislature. If there's anybody, and they're trying to run from the economy and say it's not their fault, there's nowhere for them to run in October and November, and that's why we're going to beat them.
Tim in Manchester, hi.
Hi, good afternoon. Listen, Bob, you got my vote. You had it last time. As far as the rainy day fund goes, it's raining a lot right now. Thank you for recognizing that. But I'm sorry, but, you know, part of your appeal is you are an it's very lovely to see someone who is not a politician, someone who doesn't have the political savvy. But, you know, everything you say is being recorded, and you just dropped a soundbite of, I'm very proud of what I did at that loan company, that will so be clipped and pulled out of your statement. And
I think he said that 4 years ago, over and over.
I've said it consistently, and, you know, and maybe I'm not a politician, Tim, but I'm going to say what's on my mind. And you know, what I've realized in politics, I could be silent for the next 90 days. They're going to find something to pick at. And you know, I appreciate your comment and your feedback, and I'll take your advice. But I was too guarded last time. You know, I was very heavily advised, and don't say this, don't say that. You know what, Tim? This time I'm putting it on the table. People want to hear it. They're tired. They're fed up. And I think being honest is the best thing I can do.
Michael Leibowitz wanted to ask you what you'll do with the prison system. What changes you want to see there?
Well, I'm not sure which facility he's in, but I can tell you, I did a press conference outside of the Cheshire facility just about a month ago now, and the conditions are horrible. They've got no air conditioning. It's 100 degrees inside that building. They've got a shortage of security officers. So when they let the inmates out, it's like 15 to 1, which has become a security hazard. I'm amazed the governor hasn't done anything about it. And the conditions both for the inmates and the security officers and prison corrections officers both need to be improved. Again, we're sitting on $5, $6 billion in the Capitol building, yet we've got people sitting in 100-degree heat with 5 showers per 100 people. It's absolutely disgusting that this governor doesn't do something about it.
All right, we've got 30 seconds. Well, 20 if you have a closing thought.
So listen, guys, please come out. The top three things that I'm going to change is, number one, it's way too expensive to live in Connecticut. And that's just not taxes. It's the cost of food. It's the cost of energy. Number two, we're going to make people feel and be safer. We're going to support the heck out of law enforcement. And number three, we're going to support education. And we're going to get the government out of the way between you and your kid. You should be raising your kid, not state government. And that's what we're going to do.
Bob, thank you for being here. We'll see you again soon, I hope.
Thank you, Ted.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.